Well, it's the fourth segment. My name's Brian. Clarity Radio, again, September 2nd, year 2022. I love that song, Angels. I love that artist, Robbie Williams. He is an artist that has suffered. He suffered a lot, but he's rising above everything, and we just wish him well. So, what am I going to say? It's been a tough year for me. The last year has been the toughest year I've gone through, spiritually fighting off the dark side. I've never thought I would have such a tough time. And I sometimes sit back and say, okay, I've been Einstein, Tesla, all these individuals. It's what I'm thinking, why would I agree to go through all this? And one person said, Brian, I think you suffered more than Christ. You know, why would God have you suffer so much? And the only answer I could get is that he's preparing me for something. Something big. I've gone through the suffering, and if I can handle this, I can just handle most situations, which is true. Because I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of anyone. I'm not afraid of any government. It's quite the opposite. I embrace governments. I love governments. And I want to see governments successful. I want to see the United States, particularly the United States, successful. And I've discerned that, and people will not agree with me, that the United States is the greatest country in the world. I've discerned that. And Father says that's true. And I want to help the President of the United States. Mr. Biden, you're aware of that. And I really do want to help you. And you know who I am. And so there's so many people out there that I want to help. And on some level, protect to the best of my ability. I can't protect everyone, but I will try my damnedest to protect the people that God asked me to protect to the best of my ability. The real conflict on this planet is between the light and the dark. That's the real conflict. And the religious aspects and challenges that we all face through religion, it's a big challenge because there's a lot of darkness in religion. There's no question about that. And particularly when we are told that we only have one life. And that is so, so wrong. It's an inaccurate statement. And you know, folks, for years I've been saying for scientists and different people to go in front of me and let me discern what the truth is. You know that they've said no. We've asked people to do it. I mean, I was going to go on stage with Stephen Hawking. I mean, I even asked Donald Trump to try and help me. We asked Prince Charles to try to help. We sent letters directly to Stephen Hawking when he was alive. And there's an incredible, incredible fear of me in the scientific community, science-based, anything to do with science. They are so afraid of me. And even in the political system, for me to go and talk the truth about something, they're very much afraid of me because here, their souls know that when I give a message, it's not coming from me, and the message that they get, they either going to accept it or reject it. If they reject it, they're going to create karma, bad karma. And so they know this. And so we've got different people in different positions of authority that they don't want to listen. They have some sort of control of others in a malicious way, or they're controlled by others in a malicious way. It's a dog's breakfast. When I go in the spirit realm where we all are, where we can all interact with other people in the spirit realm, and through the spirit realm, it's crazy. People can talk to one another in the spirit realm and organize a car accident and kill somebody. And people would say, no, it's nonsense, Brian. That's nonsense. But it's true. And we have now the rate of murders in North America is being increased. It's crazy. Philadelphia, downtown every week, what goes on there is sickening. And what are we going to do about it? A lot of it has to do with karma. You know, what one goes through in most cases is either their own karma, their own spiritual debt that they have, or they have, like I did, forgave people in another incarnation, or I even myself cursed God because I went through such a horrific experience in my 100% free will with myself, my family, and I curse God. And so I had a very serious disease, and I was trying to get rid of it, only to find out through the Father, well, you cursed me. And when I was Einstein, I said the most important thing for one to understand is how to ask the right question. And I didn't ask the question whether or not I cursed God. I thought that because God gave me this gift, that I didn't curse God. Why would God give me a gift if I cursed him? And I didn't even think that I should ask the question. But I did curse God. And I was mad at the people who took my life, took my children's life. I was angry. And so in this incarnation, the last year, I've learned a lot on what I should do, what I should say, what I should not do, and what I should not say. But the world is such a mess as we know it. And I was right when I was Einstein. I would say that technology would make us a bunch of idiots. Something along those lines. That's how I thought. And it's true. We have a society with a bunch of idiots running around with the iPhone. Communication is a very serious issue. People no longer know how to communicate with one another effectively. They don't know how to communicate with strangers effectively. You go into a hospital or waiting room, and you're waiting for your MRI or whatever. You've got maybe 12 people sitting in that waiting room. You've got 10 people, all 10 on iPhones. 20 years, 30 years ago, that would not happen. We would be in the hospital waiting room and talking to people, saying, hello, where are you from? What are you here for? You would drum up a conversation. But this is not the case. We are being inundated with news flashes through our iPhone that is mostly driven by the dark side. Even the information that comes out about Ukraine, a lot of it, we are misled when I discern what the real truth is on both sides. But we have become so disconnected from what is going on around the world. We have become so disconnected with all the people. We have become so disconnected with all the situations, events going on in the past 6 months in Ukraine. As long as the bomb's not hitting your bedroom window, it's like people don't care. But the people who really care are the ones that have family over there. And they're not getting help. There is not a sincere peace communication taking place between Putin and Zelensky. It's all fake news. And what we're doing is fueling the war by supplying weapons, when we should be doing a lot more and sitting around the table and trying to do more. But the issue is, I can't blame anyone. And this is where I'm frustrated, because our life is written for us to go through whatever the experience is. And so Putin is not doing anything wrong, as per se, because he's reading his lines. With Zelensky, he's doing the same thing. With Trudeau supplying arms to Ukraine, he's doing the same thing. Now, he's doing that right now. But in the 100% free will, where we had 100% free will, it was wrong. But in this incarnation, where we don't have 100% free will, where we're going through karma, well, you just got to put on your seatbelt and go for the ride. That's why we're not supposed to condemn, complain, criticize, because we're in the matrix. Because everyone is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. But yet, we think we are in a situation where we have 100% free will. That is so BS. We don't have it. But 5,000 people in front of me, I can prove that within 30 minutes. That we do not have free will. It's not that we don't want to hear it. It's not written for us to understand that now. And that's my frustration. Because it's not fair for me to criticize and condemn anyone. It's not fair. Because Trudeau's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Again, the other world leaders are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And it's sad. And the people on the iPhones, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. But it doesn't make me happy. People going through cancer, they're going through what they're supposed to be doing. People who get murdered, they're getting murdered because they're supposed to be murdered. Because they are reading their script. And they have contracts. And we have what is called mandatory genes on our body. And these mandatory genes will tell us what we're supposed to go through. But at the same time, through the transition of the dark losing its influence in the matrix to the light taking control of the matrix, the gene programs for 7.8 billion people have changed. It has changed in a significant way. Whereas people of the light that were apparently programmed to go through other people's bad karma, a lot of them, their genes are being changed where they're not going through other people's bad karma. And where the ones that the bad karma people were transferring their bad karma to the light, they're getting their karma back. That is the change. And so the individuals that had the keys to the matrix from the dark side, they've lost that influence. And so you're going to see things are going to improve, but it's still going to be bumpy. It's not going to be easy. But the dark side, they were supposed to crash the economy. And we should have had World War III already. They were desperately trying to have World War III. And the light aggressively took over control and has stopped World War III. They have also stopped certain individuals from crashing the economy. I'm not saying it's not going to crash. There may be a little bit of an adjustment. And that adjustment is a reflection of those who transferred their bad karma to the light, where the light in the last 6 weeks lost money in the stock market. What's now going to happen is likely going to be an adjustment where the dark side, who made lots of money, they're going to go through an adjustment where they're going to lose billions because they're going to get their karma back. So that's just one example, but there's different types of karma that the dark sent over to the light, and that adjustment has been sent back to the dark and where they have to go through their karma. This is basically a math equation. I call this a matrix software program. The matrix software program tells me a lot what's going to happen potentially in the future. But at the same time, at any given time, this matrix software program can be changed based on the influences of the person who has the keys and based on the desire of the Spiritual Council of the Light to make those changes. Changes cannot be made in the matrix by the light unless the Spiritual Council does approve. And with respect to God and Lucifer, Lucifer is for real. It's not a metaphor. And this is an energy. And this energy is a facilitator for bad karma. And I would suggest to everybody, based on the knowledge that I have, is to do no malicious harm to anyone. That's what I would strongly, strongly recommend. When you are truthful and when you show love instead of hatred, it's going to come back to you. But at the same time, it's like a cliche. It sounds like it's a cliche. In this matrix, it is a cliche. Because you can be truthful, you can do all the right things, and the dark, in a lot of cases, will still come after you. It doesn't matter what you do to make everything perfect, because there are individuals that are not supposed to be in this matrix, that's in this matrix operating outside the math equation of God, that is here to really mess things up. And there has been a recent major adjustment with respect to those individuals. There was a big clear out, and things are going to get much better. It's going to be more hopeful. And these people who were around to really mess things up, where they had walk-ins, they had walk-in entities that would influence their mind to do bad things, like World War III, like collapsing the economy, like collapsing the healthcare system, like collapsing the housing market, the bank and central bank market, by starting new wars, and basically just doing bad stuff. Just doing bad stuff, because I won't say exactly they're evil. There's another reason, and I can't explain to you what that reason at this point, because you're not ready for this answer. But what I will say to you is that I've been working extremely hard with the Father, and we only have love to give out to the world, and we only want to see love, but at the same time, I know that's not possible because this is where the karmic debts are paid. So people have to be mean. People have to go out and murder people because that person that they murdered maybe murdered them in another incarnation. There's so many different reasons why bad things happen. And to me, it's sickening. But the truth is, the additional truth is that the 100% free will experience is worse than this situation that we're in Matrix. It's far worse. The reason why is that, for example, in the 100% free will, if someone at war, for example, causes someone to lose a leg, that's taking place. That takes place in the 100% free will. But when they come into the Matrix, they have a choice to pay their karmic debt. They can either go to war and lose a leg, or they can end up with diabetes, for example, and lose a leg. So most people in the Matrix is choosing to have a disease. So you don't witness all the horrific actions that they could have gone through, that they put someone else through in the 100% free will dominant incarnation. So in that respect, I mean, it's far worse to live on a planet where everyone's incurring these horrific debts, spiritual debts, by committing horrific crimes against humanity. But we come here, it's a little bit more gentle. In Canada, we have a healthcare system that helps you go through your karma. And the government is paying for your healthcare as you go through and pay your spiritual debts. That's the truth. We're not going off to some war or some village to be killed, to be raped or whatever. So I hope you can understand what I'm trying to say. But really, the ones that really embrace Christ, not in a crazy religious fanatical way. Please, when I think about that, I get a real big headache. I'm just talking, just say, okay, I accept. But not going out crazy and you're on the corner and you got this Bible in your hand and you got this foghorn speaker and you're just blasting verses. To me, that's insanity. That's craziness. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just being level-headed and saying, okay, I accept Christ, that, yeah, he's the way that I should go. He's the truth. You don't even believe because you accept, because genetically, the word belief is not accepted by our genes. So don't use the word believe. You say, I accept. That's what you got to say. You have to say that I accept. Whatever truth. The Jews for Jesus are the smart ones because they're the ones that potentially can get a miracle healing. The Jewish people who don't accept Christ, they won't get a miracle healing. That's why they have to embrace conventional medicine. I'm not anti-Jewish. I love everyone. I mean, I love everyone. I will break bread with everybody. But I don't know what to say. With the Jewish people, they're just suffering, suffering, suffering. And that really bothers me. And, you know, Palestine, Israel, when I see them suffer, it just makes me feel so, so out of control. I have no control. And I said, Father, how can we help them? And the Father says, leave them with me. That's what he says. He says, leave them with me. Then if someone asks me something, I'll say, leave it with me. Then I go to the Father. I said, what do you want to do with this situation? Then he says, leave it with me. So that's how it works. When I say to someone, leave it with me, it means I'm going to the Father to get an answer. But I may not get the answer right away. But my wish is to have peace on this planet for the war to quickly end. Mr. Putin will be very smart if he can end that war very quickly. I mean, very smart. And Zelensky would be very smart if he goes to the round table and he starts making sincere effort of peace and try to resolve this. From the spiritual council, from the spirit realm, we're going to try and help both of them bring peace to that part of the world. Because at the end of the day, you've got over 165,000 Russian soldiers killed in 6 months. That's what I've heard. over 60,000 Ukrainians, whatever the numbers are, for what? I mean, for what? And so, both of you, Putin, Zelensky, you have no excuse now. The dark is not driving you. You can't blame it on the devil made you do it. The light's now in charge. And the light wants you to end that war now. Not tomorrow. Now. So, I hope that you adhere to this. If I was one of you, I would end the war right away. What I know about the Spiritual Council. Because I don't do anything. They just give me the message. I'm not going to do anything against you. That's not my job. But they tell me what they do. And I would not mess with the Spiritual Council of the Light. In fact, everyone on this planet would say to you, don't mess with the Spiritual Council of the Light. They're not going to tolerate anybody who's going out there that wants to destroy villages, countries, the world. No longer will that be tolerated. So that's my message. It's a message of love. Because I don't support war. I don't support hatred. I'm not anti-anything. I just want to see everybody happy. I want to see everyone get along. But that's a big order if we're here to go through karma. When I make that statement, then I quickly remember, okay, this is a karmic debt planet. But at the same time, my desire is for everyone to be at peace, for everyone to hug each other. And I know it sounds like a Miss Universe cliche. I know that. And no disrespect towards Miss Universe. But there's so much that we really don't understand on this planet why things happen. And so over the course of the next year, it's my intention to answer the question, why? Why are certain things going on? And at the same time, teach you what you need to know about the Matrix. So that you can make better choices, not on a deep level, but just on a surface level. I'm not going to give anyone the deep core truth about the Matrix to empower people to use that information against other people. I'm not going to do that. I just want to be here to do my purpose and help others in a very serious way. Hey, listen, if you need to have a healing, you know, you've got my number. If you're not drinking enough water in one day, you need a healing. There's something wrong with you. Something's going to happen down the road. That's a real big clue. But if you're a good person, you're a really good person, kind-hearted, sincerely, you don't curse people, I'm here to help you. But I cannot help everyone. And I know that. And I know when I check on certain people's houses now, I check for these entities in people's houses. And then it's just incredible. I would see this one house, oh my God, they're going to go through a divorce. Another house, oh, this person's going to have a heart attack. Because the entities are there, and there's something that's called an imposter that goes on the person before they have their heart attack. And I'm seeing a lot of my clients have these situations, and I just started to look at this very recently, and there's a lot of sadness, because in some of those houses, I won't be able to help them because it's a Lucifer spiritual debt that's in the house. And it was a God curse that I can help them because God knows that the person did not really mean to curse God. He knows that. But when you have a Lucifer debt, that's because you've done something really bad and you've been given so many opportunities to change from other incarnations and you didn't listen. And so you've got to go through that debt. It's sad. And I also feel sorry for a lot of people who in the 100% free will who cursed a lot of people. I mean, they cursed and they caused them to commit suicide. They caused them to divorce. They caused financial ruin. They caused car accidents, serious diseases. They caused all this. Well, guess what? They now have to go through all of that, what they caused. But some people, what I do know is that the real powerful dark entities, well, when the curse is sent back to them, what they then do is they don't take it on, they send it to their family members. They send the whole curse to loved ones. And that just makes me sick. Just makes me sick. And these are individuals, when you know them, they appear to be very, very, very good people. And yet, they're going to end up doing that to their family. So there's a lot of sadness that I'm dealing with, a lot of frustration, at the same time, there's a lot of hope. There's hope because the light's in charge, and because they're in charge, I just know on some level, somewhere on this planet, things will improve. And that's what I'm hanging on to. I know I'm improving, so that's a good sign. And folks, ones that are worried about me leaving you, that's not my intent, but it is the intent of the dark side. So I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to do what I need to do to protect myself spiritually. And at the same time, I'm going to send out a lot of love. And I'm going to help the world leaders. I'm going to help our prime minister, the president of the United States. I'm going to even help Putin, everyone. I'm going to help all of them in the spirit realm to understand what is a better choice for them to make and for them to know that there's a huge benefit if they go with God's will. And I want to see them successful in the area of making people happy, not destroying people's lives. And we're also on top of COVID in the spirit realm. We're on top of monkeypox. We're making lots of changes that's going to help prevent the economy worldwide from being shut down again. It is the dark side that was driving the economy to be shut down. It is the dark side that was driving the COVID situation. So now that the light's in charge, that's being handled by the Light Spiritual Council. And they report to me from time to time, and they let me know what they're doing. But what they are doing is very good. There should be no reason anywhere in the world, in the future, near future, that we should ever have a lockdown. And may the truth of COVID come out. The Spiritual Council is also saying that those doctors, scientists, politicians, whoever, that knew that there was something wrong with the vaccine, that knew there was something wrong with the policies, they knew that something was wrong, they went ahead with it, but they did not agree with it. What they need to do is they have to make a public statement to say that it was wrong, that they don't agree with it, and that they made a mistake. Just like I said that I believe there was no cure for diabetes, and I made the statement I was wrong. When you are truthful and you've got a good soul, there should be no problem. Just how Walensky in the United States, who admitted it was wrong with the COVID situation, there's a start. Someone started the ball rolling. So if I was a politician, I was a medical advisor, and I felt that something was wrong, I felt that by forcing everyone to have a COVID vaccine, I would come clean by saying that, hey, we knew that it was safe, but we knew it was not safe for everyone. And not one medical advisor would make that statement. They would not say that it's not safe for everyone. And that's where the issue is, and that's where many people are going to have to experience something, bad karma, in another incarnation. But to avoid that, come clean. Ask God to forgive you. Get down on your hands and knees and ask God to forgive you. Don't ask forgiveness to the general public. They're not allowed to forgive anyone, and you're not allowed to forgive anyone. I'm not allowed to forgive anyone. It's only God that can forgive. The only thing that we can do is say that we let go of our anger and revenge towards another human being. But do not make a request to the general public to forgive you. Then, when they forgive you, then all your karma is passed to the general population. And that's not right. But because you've been told of this truth, you will have higher consequences if you abuse this statement and you actually go out knowing that you can pass your karma to other people by getting them to forgive you, and you do it, then you're going to have bigger problems in other incarnations to come. So I know it's a heavy message. It's a very heavy message. But things are going to get much tougher for those who continue to just do bad things to the mass population. It's just going to get tougher. I wouldn't want to be in any of your shoes if you're thinking that you can get away with it. We can no longer get away with it. I know too much. And the only thing that I'm hoping is that at least one person of power, of influence, will listen to this message and take it to heart and help change the direction of the future. You know, I warned the Canadian government through my radio broadcast Blunt FM about Russia's interest with the Arctic. And we cannot sit back and just do nothing. We cannot allow Russia and China to take our oil reserve. We cannot allow the dark to influence us and make us weak. We have to embrace the light, and God will protect our interests in the Arctic and the U.S. interests. Canada and the United States, you need to work even closer and support each other. And for Canada not to speak against the United States government. It is the greatest country in the world. And I'm Canadian. And I'm saying this because I discern this truth. And the Spiritual Council is protecting the United States of America and is protecting Canada. But that protection comes with a cost. A cost of surrender and let go and let God. And never walk around and think that you're untouchable. I have a very, very powerful gift. Extremely powerful. And I'm very much touchable. You can only imagine if I walked into the room with the President of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, and me having such an extremely, 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 extremely overtop powerful gift. You can only imagine what we can do together. And I'm not just talking. So, I'm going to say goodbye. I've said enough. And everything's coming from a position of love. Because I'm concerned. And so is the council. But at the same time, as I make this statement, it's written. So I get frustrated. So I'm reading my lines. That's what I'm doing. I'm reading my lines. And so I'm hoping that people have some good lines to read where the government, the Canadian government, is not going to intentionally crash the economy, put people out of work, and cause people to commit suicide. And I'm hoping that the government will look after the teachers and show more respect towards our education system. And I'm hoping that in the future that the politicians will be more truthful with the vaccines. And if they know that proper trial studies have not been made and they have that knowledge, you have to let the people know this. Because in the States, everything's coming out now. And so as that comes out, if I'm a Canadian politician, I was aware of that information, I would come out now before the information in the U.S. comes out. You will have a better chance of being reelected if you come out clean. Because there is going to be lots of damaging information coming out. Why? Because it's written. And when it's written, you can't stop it. Okay, so we are going to say goodbye. And once again, I've got Ashley and Jennifer back in the studio. And Ashley, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, and say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
And Jennifer, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank our audience for listening to us. And those who truly, truly support us. When I do the work in the Matrix, I'm particularly looking after you in the Matrix. You have a different support from God. The ones that are supposed to support me that aren't doing it, they're not going to get the same blessings compared to someone who truly supports me and do my work. I want you to know that. And so I need your help, and you know that I need your help. And many listeners know that you're supposed to help me. So this is the time to start helping me. So until we meet again, I don't know when we're going to come back again. It'll probably be in a couple of weeks. But we'll post it on the website. And in the meantime, all the kids going back to school, you know, enjoy yourself, be safe, and don't speak against our government. Do not participate in any protests, and do not maliciously do any harm against anyone. If you can do that, God's going to give you a lot of favoritism. And go out and help when you can help others. Okay, then you'll get much more blessings. And there's a lot of people that have incredible spiritual debts. And by helping me, God will sometimes remove that debt for you to go through and have you help me. But you've got to be sincere. If you're not sincere, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You know what it means to be sincere. No revenge. no revenge against God. And so, having said that, I want to wish everybody a huge success. September, going back to work, and all the workers in this country, we appreciate you, and happy Labor Day to come soon, and just know that you are appreciated. The truck drivers out there know that you are truly appreciated. The farmers out there, all of you, the healthcare workers, medical doctors, all of you, politicians, know that you are appreciated. Just do the right thing. Thank you.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. I fear myself.